It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Well, we're in for another pleasant summer weekend, a little cloudy perhaps, maybe some showers. But along with the sunshine, many of us might enjoy a cool breeze. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about summer breezes in the Puget Sound area and also some very strong summer winds. How they're connected might surprise you. First, let's get your forecast for the weekend and the week ahead, Cliff.
Well, this weekend we'll have some clouds in the morning, but I think the afternoons will be okay. Right now we have clouds over Puget Sound. We had a little bit of a marine push last night, so those low clouds should hang in probably to about noon, and then they'll burn away. And it's completely sunny in eastern Washington, of course. Temperatures getting up to the mid to upper 70s. A really nice day. Now, over the weekend, again, more of the low clouds, and I think they'll thicken up on Sunday. So Saturday, we'll have the clouds. It'll open up mid-70s. Sunday, a lot of clouds, and they'll be slow to burn off. And I think we even could see some sprinkles along the coast particularly, and maybe on the western slopes of the Cascades. But eventually, they'll burn off later in the afternoon. It should warm up a bit on Monday and Tuesday. But then as we get into Wednesday and Thursday, everything changes. The circulation of the Pacific shifts. The jet stream strengthens and heads towards us. And I think we may see a weak Pacific front coming through late Wednesday and Thursday that might even bring some showers. But it's a little early to be sure about that now.
Dynamic weather. And in summer, typically, it can get really pretty hot around here. It can be uncomfortable for some people. And that's a time when a lot of folks like to look for a summer breeze to get out into a park and just cool down a bit. You have researched something called the sound breeze. This is a very consistent wind pattern that comes through our region.
That's right. You know, on the warm days, when we get into the 80s or even lower 90s, people are looking for a cooler place to be. Now, normally in those situations, we're fairly sunny and the winds are generally from the north. And during the afternoon, something called the sound breeze develops. In fact, I've done papers on this subject. And what happens is we have a gigantic sea breeze here in western Washington. Puget Sound is mainly land. Around Seattle, we may have a little bit of water, but it's mainly land, and it heats up during the day. On the other hand, we have the cool waters of the Strait of Juan de Fuca and the Pacific Ocean. And so what we have is a sea breeze between the cool waters and the mostly land area of western Washington. And the air pushes through the Strait of Juan de Fuca and down into Puget Sound. And during the afternoon, you'll notice the winds picking up. You'll see the water on the lake starting to get riled. That's the sound breeze. And that can really cool you off if you get to the right locations. And there's a few places that tend to get the sound breeze really nicely here in Seattle.
Yeah, your favorite is in Magnuson Park on top of a hill?
One of the best places in Seattle to get the breeze is the Kite Hill right there in Magnuson Park in northeast Seattle. It's an artificial hill built of dirt from construction downtown, but it's about 150 feet above sea level. And the breeze comes down from the north. It just hits it perfectly. It's just a tremendous exposure. But there are other places you can get to the sound breeze. For instance, go down to Discovery Park to West Point. They can get a pretty good breeze there. Richmond Beach gets it. Carkeek gets it. Further down south, you can get it at Alki. So some of the exposed parks, especially along the water, can really get this nice sound breeze type wind during the late afternoon and early evening. And it generally dies around 9, 10 o'clock. But if you get out there early, you know, you can really enjoy it.
Now, this is a breeze. So that means what, between like 5 and 15 miles per hour about?
Typically, you can get up to maybe 10, 12 miles per hour when it's really cranking. That's right.
Okay. So not quite 15. But what about strong winds? There are really predictable summer winds that are very strong in places far from Puget Sound.
Well, if you want strong winds almost every single day during the summer, just go to the Strait of Juan de Fuca. In fact, on many summer nights, they have small craft warnings going on in the Strait of Juan de Fuca. And it's connected with the sound breeze in an interesting way. Remember I told you how the interior of Puget Sound tends to warm up compared to the ocean? Well, that sea breeze sucks air in from someplace, and that's off the Pacific Ocean. And as the air moves down the Strait of Juan de Fuca, going from higher pressure over the water to lower pressure over Puget Sound, it accelerates. And you can get winds of 25, 30 miles per hour in some places on the eastern side of the Strait of Juan de Fuca. So, you know, get to Port Townsend or Whidbey Island, northern Whidbey Island, they can get hit. So that whole region there gets very strong winds during the afternoon and early evening that can really be substantial.
And real quick, also the eastern slopes of the Cascades where we see all those wind farms, is that a connected summer wind?
That's right. There's another one. This cooler air pushes in during the afternoon, early evening. Some of it pushes over the Cascades. The interior of Washington, eastern Washington, gets very, very warm, and that causes the pressure to fall. And that can accelerate air, cooler air, over, you know, western Washington, across the Cascades, and then it accelerates down the eastern slopes. And so you can get strong winds during the late afternoon, evening particularly, of 20 to 30 miles per hour there in Ellensburg and places like that.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.